Adonai. Amen. He is the I am that I am. The Moses asked him, what do I say to these people who you know, they are straight necks people, and I don't know what I'm going to tell them, so they believe me that you sent me to get them out of the bondage of Pharaoh. And he said, I am. Tell them I am that I am sent you. And that name means a lot to whosoever knows God. Moses is not an everyday person. He is not a person of low standard. He is not a person of without consideration. So Moses was not somebody to fear any other person, you know. But these people, he was really in a deep fear of them, because Israel was not an easy people to tender. So I am that I am took these people out of the bondage of Pharaoh. And this is the God of Moses, the same God that created everything. And it's about him that we are here today. It's about him that we are standing in this place today. It's about him. So let's pray and hear his word. Let's pray and hear the word of I am that I am. I am that I am, Adonai. We pray to you right now. God of all creation. God to whom nothing is impossible. God who knows everything at all times. God who is everywhere at the same time. Oh, we are before you, full of thanksgivings, ready to hear from you. We are asking now, let your word, oh, I am that I am, come to us. Let your word come. Let the milk that our soul needs come to us. We venerate you. We adore you. And we want you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. See, Adam and Eve were in God's close company. But when they took just a walk in the garden, the challenge to dismiss God and become their own God faced them. And unfortunately, they fell. So the title of my message today is, oh, how easy does man dismiss God? Oh, How easily does man dismiss God? Amen? Let's go to Genesis chapter 3, and we'll read from verses 4 through verses 7. Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 through 7. It says, "But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruits and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate." I stop here to make a comment. In Africa, the traditional Africa, men don't follow women. Women, just like in America. In America, you got to be by your woman. Everywhere she goes, you go. Adam went with her around. Just a comment, please. Okay, let's continue. "Then the eyes of both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. This was the account about the first couple of mankind ever. They were so close to God, but they fell for lie." Let me say that again. They were so close to God, but they fell for lies. The pain and the hardship which derived from that very fall alone should have instructed human beings of all generations to seek to get back to God and stay permanently close to God. Yes, if you see this pandemic and all the consequences of this pandemic, you would say, people of this world right now should be seeking to get back to God and stay close to God. Unfortunately, men drew themselves farther and farther away from God. Unfortunately, just like butterflies and flowers, you know the butterflies? They go by what they smell. Okay? So, a butterfly goes to a flower by the smell of the pollen. But the name goes really well with them. They don't stay there. They never stay long. It's like seconds. They're on the flower. Doop! They fly again. They go maybe 5 centimeters and they come back again. Just the smell of the pollen. But it has been noticed that when a butterfly lands on a flower, when it takes off, it flies a distance. The second time, when it comes on the that same flower, when it takes off, it flies past the length of flight that it took the first time. Every time it does that, and at the end, it is far away from the pollen and it can't come back anymore, then it has to look for another flower. That's exactly how human beings do with God. We need God, and we run to God. As soon as we touch God, we go back, running away. And the first time we were in Milwaukee, and we found out we needed God, and we came back to Madison. The next time we get off of God, we don't stop in Milwaukee. We go all the way to Kenosha. And then next time, we go all the way to Waukegan. And next time, and then we find ourselves far from God, and we cannot come anymore. We cannot come back anymore. So mankind always run away from God, little by little. So, it is easy that God, let me give that away, that God gives us grace. The first time we came back, he gave us grace. The next time we come back, he gives us grace. But at a certain point, it looks like we are insensitive anymore, and we don't come back. We will see it through the Bible. And it's so... so staggering to see that from the closeness of God, little by little, man has always drifted away from him to the point where he has to follow and catch him. Amen? Let's read in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, let's go to chapter 31. Chapter 31 is it has 34 chapters. Let's go to chapter 31. Let's read from verses 15 through 19. 15 through 19. It says, "And the Lord appeared into the tent in a pillar of cloud. And the pillar of cloud stood over the entrance of the tent. And the Lord says to Moses, 'Behold, you are about to lie down with your fathers. Then these people will rise and war after the foreign gods among them in the land that they are entering, and they will forsake me and break my covenant that I have made with them.' 17. Then my anger will be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them and hide my face from them, and they will be devoured, and many evil and trouble will come upon them, so that they will say in that day, 'Have not this evil come upon us because our God is not among us?' And I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil that they have done, because they have turned to other gods." Now, what I want you to grasp here is these people of Israel have had so much grace, so much privileges, to be closer to God, that God has chosen them . God has taught them. God has given them so many men of faith to lead them. But yet, they have done so much harm to themselves. Amen. The cross, the Red Sea, and the first thing that they would do, knowing from their forefathers that they should not have any God among them except for Jehovah. Knowing full-heartedly that Moses came to them and he said, "It is I am that I am that is taking you out of Egypt, out of this bondage." Having seen all the plagues happen to Egypt, having been protected on Passover, even leaving Egypt with the gold of Egypt, seeing Pharaoh, the army of Pharaoh in the waters, while they walked through without losing even a hair. Very first thing they will do is get the gold that they got from Egypt and make themselves a god. Oh, how easily man drifts away from God. That's what they did. That's why God is talking to Moses. I've seen all through this time what they have done to you, what they have said about you. You have been really suffering with these people. But now, you are 120 years. You got to go now. And because you did not follow my commands very well, you're not going to go to the promised land. Joshua is going to do it. Verses 19. "Now therefore, write this song and teach it to the people of Israel. Put it in their mouth, that this song may be a witness for me against the people of Israel." And the song, chapter 33, chapter 34, you will see the song going on. Chapter 33, from verse 1 to verse 8. Here is a glimpse of the song. It goes, "Give ear, O heaven, and I will speak. And let the earth hear the words of my mouth." Let me just stop here and remind us. This is God talking to Moses. This is a song from God. And he is first calling up on heaven. Wasn't that what was there before? Anything he created, heavens. His first creation was earth. So heaven, my throne, listen to what I'm saying. Earth, whereas I created everything, listen to what I'm saying. God is really mad. He is really unhappy. He is talking to his people and he is swearing on himself. Listen. He says, and let the earth hear the words of my mouth. May my teaching drop as the rain, my speech distill as the dew. Like gentle rain upon the tender grass, and like a shower upon the earth. For I will proclaim the name of the Lord, ascribe greatness to our God. The rock, his work is perfect, for all his ways are just. A God of faithfulness and without iniquity, just, upright is he. They have dealt corruptly with him. They are not longer his children. How? Because they are blemish. They are crooked and twisted generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, you foolish and senseless? Is not he your father who created you, who made you and established you? Remember the day of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your fathers. Excuse me. Ask your father and he will show you. Your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance. When he divided mankind, he fixed the borders of the people according to the number of the sons of God. I stay here. When he divided the people that he created, he fixed borders. Amen. Today, I choose to talk to you about how easily we dismiss God. Because right now, if we are in a pandemic, it's because we dismiss God. I believe it. For his promise is not that we suffer pandemics. No. That's not his promise. His promise is not that we suffer all the pain that we're suffering. From the beginning, he wanted closeness with us. All along the years and the generations, God has always been after mankind for a relationship and for mankind to live the life that he is living. Peace, joy, glory, no pain. Why? He created man in his likeness for man to be like him. Mankind has never learned to go back to God. The chosen people of God, after crossing the Red Sea, after they made the golden calf, Jehovah was not happy. He chastised them, but they did not change. Hey, Jehovah. Hey, Yahweh. Lord Jesus, you are so patient. So with all the warnings of dying Moses, Israel was still not understanding. They were well equipped. I mean, equipped to not fall again. Right? Unfortunately, Israel had Joshua to continue Moses' mission. And all the people vowed to follow him and respect his leadership. Huh. After the cross, the Jordan, they had 12 stones that God told them, pick it up. Remember that this day, you cross this second river. And when your kids will ask you, tell them, God got us crossing this river. They crossed the river. God gave them victory over the powerful Jericho. Right? Joshua heard Moses say, be courageous. Be strong. Not only you're going to cross the river with these people, but you're going to get to the promised land and you're going to divide the land for them. Let the Lord be your closest advice. Let the Lord be your closest counselor. When they crossed the river, even though they had 12 stones to remind them about all of this, even though they had the victory over Jericho, what did they do? They dismissed God. Let's go to Ai. Let's go to Ai now. We can do it. We don't need him anymore. They're lost in Ai. 36,000 slain. Easily. They dismiss God. But it looks like every time men fail, God upgrades the next means to help them stand stronger and go farther. Amen? Listen, after
The first couple, they had God closer to them. But they fell. God gave them 2 children. Amen? So, Cain had God, and he had his father and his mother. Yet, he chose to slew his brother. God has added to mankind a father and a mother. It's no more a couple, but it is a father and a mother. That's upgrading the means to keep man from falling.
Well, Abraham, he had Lot, he had Sarah, he had his numerous, servants, and even the kings that were around him. Yet, he made himself an Ishmael. I can keep going. But I want to come to us. Because that is where the problem is.
Don't we have Emmanuel, God with us? Haven't we learned from the life experience of Jesus? Didn't he leave us so many words of wisdom? So many examples dealing with situations. Don't we have the Holy Ghost? Power, the whole power of God, the whole essence of God inside the human beings. I would say not the people of the world out there, but the people of God in here. Don't we have this Holy Ghost? Don't we have the Word? Don't we know that we are not from this world? Don't we know that he did not send us to fight to keep the world, but just to make sure his creatures come back to him? Do you see what we are doing with all we have? He has upgraded everything from the beginning till now. Generation after generation, he upgraded all the help. We have a problem, and our problem is as high as the upgraded means that God has given us. Church of God, I believe God is just telling me to preach to the church. I believe every time that he gives me a message, it is to the church. Right now, this world is melting. This world is not stable. And it looks like we have forgotten our mission. It looks like we have forgotten that we are not from this world that is mingling to go away. For the word of God said, heaven and earth shall pass away. Only my word. And he has given us the word. Shall remain. And we are not with all the fullness of God in us, reconciling human beings with him. We are not pursuing that what is happening out there is not something that God does not know. It is not something that he is not aware of. The world is bound to be destroyed. The soul of a man for God is of a biggest importance than the whole world. The soul of a man is so important to God than the whole world, left alone a city or a country. What is the church of God doing today? Are we dismissing God? Are we thinking that he doesn't know what is going out there? Are we thinking that we can do it ourselves again? Just like Joshua. After having gotten Jericho, wanted to go to Ai on his own. Are we doing that again? It looks like to me that's what we're doing. Why did he say to this young man, let the dead bury the dead? Why did he say that? What did he mean? All he meant by saying that was, this world is not gonna stay. Come with me, for I want the souls to be saved. That's it. I wish on Pentecost, the power that the 120 added to the 5,000, when they receive this power, that they go out there and they just knock the Roman Empire down. Knock them down. And then go all through every bad person. Knock them down. And the Holy Ghost that we have received today, that we go out there and knock all the bad people down. Kill them all. For God. That's not what he said. That's not what he sent us to do. We have all the tools. And our judgment is going to be really tense. The church of God should have learned a lesson. We are preaching this word, and it looks like we are dismissing the word. Till today, there's some people in this world, they don't know what is a cell phone. Yes, there's some people who don't know that. It looks like cell phone is everywhere. No, there's some people who don't know what a cell phone is. They're far away from even getting a regular meal in their life. Far.
I was watching news last week, and I...
Not last week. It was, I think it was Friday night. And there was a gentleman that received a Nobel Prize for fighting against hunger. He said, there's some people right now, somewhere, you don't want to eat what they eat. And they cannot even have what this dirt that they're eating to live, they cannot even have it sufficiently. Meanwhile, the people here throwing out every day tons and tons of food. The world, it is not heaven. It is not. In Christians, where are we putting our mind? Where are we directing our eyes? What are we listening to? What are we paying attention at? If it is not this, our judgment is going to be tense. If we are just focusing on our intellect and the intellect of the so-called great people out there, we are doing a disservice to ourselves, and God is not happy about that. I have heard a prophecy, and I have had myself received this prophecy. God is going to put the whole world on its knees. It's coming soon. The whole world. It's not the end of the world. This time around, it is not the end of the world. The whole world. And particularly America. God has so much given to America that God is demanding from America. The whole world will come to its knees, and America will come to its knees. It's visible. You don't even need that prophecy to see it. Look at everywhere. On the internet, everywhere, on the news. I have seen a video, Brother Akin sent me one, and Brother George sent me one. If you see militias getting ready, not only to confront one another, but also to confront the army of the United States of America. It tells you that this country is going to be on its knees. One bullet from those guns can kill a lot. And when it starts, for those who have had a little turmoil in their country, you know what it means. When it starts, you don't know when it will finish. And there is no choice. You don't know who will die. And the Church of God has to be part of that. It's not good. It's not good. We need to recuse ourselves from these things. I learned this word from a man that I used to really look to for his writings. It's Jeff Chesson. He wrote a memo, and when I read it, I saw in him a prototype of a Christian. Find out, it's just words. But he had to recuse himself from what is called the Russian hoax or the Russian investigation. The Church of God has to recuse itself out of this thing. We have to recuse ourselves out of it. If you call yourself a Christian, you got to take your hands out of this. You got to take your feet out of this. You got to stay on your knees in your closet and pray for the best of this coming bloodshed. God can make it for his good, but he needs available people who would say, we are not putting our hands into this. We are not putting our feet into this. We will stay for God, and we will just do it as God purposefully wanted it done. Little words from little people. If you listen, you will save yourself a big suffering. See, with all we have, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, the teaching of Jesus, and even his new law, John 13:34. The new law of Jesus. We have that. We have the Holy Ghost. We have the church preaching every day. And we have this very beautiful song that says, this world is not my home. I'm just traveling through. But still, the people of God want to be part of what is going on. I believe I'm talking to somebody. I'm not saying I'm a prophet. I'm just saying it's the word of God. That thou shalt not kill was not said to everyone. It was said to the children of Israel. And who is the children of Israel today? The church of Jesus Christ. The church for which he died for. Paid by the
price of his life. And you tell me, I've been born again of the water and of the spirit, and you are still conducting yourself like somebody from this world. Your interests are not lined up with the interests of he who called you and commissioned you. Look into it. Look deeply into your soul. It's a warning. For Moses said to Joshua, be courageous. Strong. And Jesus said to us, I will be with you all the way to the end. What are we lurking out there? What are we looking for out there? He is with us. What this world can do for us? What is this world able to do for a church of Christ that Christ cannot do for his church? I'm talking to the church of Christ. Wherever you are, if you hear this word, accept it, because it's just directed to you. Even if it is by accident that you turn and you hear the few words that I say, grab it. For God is not a person to lie. He's about to do something, and he is about to do it with his church. Let's stand. In due time, God has always spoken to his people with words of men. In due time, God has always brought to the knowledge of his people what is about to come. In due time, God has always prepared his people to face the times in front of them. This is the time. If you hear one time, grab it. It's from God. If it has multiplied to be twice, it is a testimony that God is speaking to you. If it is three times, drop it. Follow God. And this is not the first time. It's not the second time. It's repeating it over and over and over and over again. Drop it. Follow God. Not your own instinct and your own intelligence. Follow God. May the Lord bless us. May His Spirit lead us. May His wisdom guide us.
in Jesus' name.
Thank you.